Welcome to the Retail Transformation Show with me, Oliver Banks. This is your weekly podcast, delivering you the insight, ideas, and inspiration to successfully change and transform in our ever-evolving world of retail. Enjoy listening. It's not the piece of paper that adds the value. That is Doug Nesbitt, Strategy Director at WH Smith. And this golden nugget was, as Doug and I were talking about the importance of documentation within a transformation. Now, don't roll your eyes. Documentation is not about bureaucracy. It's not about record keeping. And today we're going to explore why. Well, hello, everyone. I'm Oliver Banks, and I welcome you to this special episode of the Retail Transformation Show. This one is episode 282, and we're continuing our special celebration week as it's the launch of my book, Driving Retail Transformation: How to Navigate Disruption and Change. Now, throughout this week, we're doing a special daily podcast, which is something I've never done here on the show before. And we're exploring some of the contents of the book and helping to understand what's waiting for you inside the pages or as you swipe if you're going for a digital read. Yesterday, in the previous episode that is, we looked at the first quadrant of the Retail Transformation Steering Wheel. Now, this is the framework that sits at the heart of the book, and it's going to help you improve and transform how you approach transformation. So we were looking at understanding the problem yesterday, and today we're going to be talking about our second quadrant, understanding the solution. And what I wanted to pick up on in particular is around documentation today. Now, like I said a couple of minutes ago, don't roll your eyes, because the power of writing it down is absolutely enormous. Writing it where it is an idea, a problem, a proposal, writing it down serves two core purposes. Firstly, it's a fantastic, fantastic thinking tool. And actually, Alison Jones, who leads Practical Inspiration Publishing, who have published this book, Alison has actually written an entire book called Exploratory Writing, which is fascinating as it's really looking at the power of how literally writing things down can help you to process your thoughts in a much more sophisticated way. Now, we're not necessarily talking about writing beautiful prose and Shakespearean words. This is about being able to express what's in your head. And the very act of writing it down encourages you to critique your ideas whilst at the very same time unlocking creativity. So it's a very special opportunity that we have in front of us as we write it down. So it's a thinking tool first and foremost for you and for your colleagues, your peers who are also on the transformation journey alongside you. And the second element about writing it down is it creates a communication tool. It creates a document, physical or electronic, that you can quite literally show to someone else. You can use that document to portray your ideas. You can use that document to open discussion, to get different perspectives, to test the idea without committing too many resources in terms of building elements like proof of concept or minimum viable product. And this is the same for all documentation. You might be surprised to hear that also in this section, we're talking about the importance of plans, having a physical document. And let's be honest, I'm sure we've all experienced project managers that have gone to town on plans. I know I certainly had been there once upon a time myself as well. But the importance of a plan is not about box ticking. It's not about creating this beautiful looking Gantt chart. The purpose of a plan is to forecast the future and then to be able to communicate that. Communicate that expression of a prediction. So you can go to an important stakeholder, share it with your team, share it with whoever is relevant. And you say, look, here's what I believe is going to happen. And then you can have an open and honest discussion about whether that is true or not. And really, all of this documentation, particularly thinking about it as a communication tool, is driving towards alignment. And alignment is one of those crucial factors that if you get it right, everyone works together. It feels coherent. Everything sings and your chances of success are so much higher. Get your alignment incorrect and you'll end up seeing the organization being torn in two or more as different parts of the company, department, division, whatever, have different understandings of what's going on and why a particular action is being taken. And when you get this misalignment, you get conflict within the company. You spend more time, energy, emotion in trying to get everyone on the same page rather than genuinely tackle the problem, rather than genuinely improve the status quo, and rather than transforming. So understanding the solution is a crucial part of the transformation, and writing it down is an absolute huge opportunity for you. Now, that's not to say the technical side of developing your solution is going to be a walk in the park. Of course, there are going to be a number of different, very specific challenges that you'll face. But let these be the focus of your attention. Let these be where you open up great discussions rather than on misalignment. So that's our little look today. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. In the next episode, tomorrow, we're going to be continuing to explore the third quadrant of the steering wheel, thinking about mindset and leadership and creating a culture for change. So I can't wait to join you then. I really appreciate you tuning in. And also, I'm really appreciating, I have to say, today, Wednesday the 6th, starting to see pictures of the book in the wild. So if you are someone like Sarah that has emailed in your picture of the book, thank you so much. Genuinely, it put a big smile on my face. And I've had several other messages of people that received their physical books, their pre-ordered books yesterday. So it's brilliant to see it out in the world. And I can't wait to hear your thoughts as you delve into the pages of Driving Retail Transformation, How to Navigate Disruption and Change, a best-selling retail and e-commerce and distribution book. So thanks for making that happen. It's awesome to be a best-selling author. Appreciate your support as always. I'll catch you in the next one. Bye for now.